Okay, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, which is tomorrow's Daf, I just heard. Perhaps you didn't have a chance to see it yet, so we'll go slowly. Maybe by way of introduction to this topic, we'll just mention the Psukim in Chumash. Here in the Parsha of Naso, the Parsha of Nazir, Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Haziro Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. The halacha is that if a Nazir is Nitma, so the Pasuk goes on to describe, V'chiyomus Meis Olo V'pesa Pisom, V'timei Rosh Nizro. So then the halacha requires him that the entire Nizirus is essentially negated. Kol Yimei Nizirusa, all that which he sustained till now, is now Nistar, is Nelam. And once again, he's Mechuyev, as the Pasuk says, to bring Karbanos and Tiglachas. This is called the Tiglachas of Tumah. There are two types of Tiglachas, one of Tumah and one where what's known, what the Mishnah is called Tiglachas of Tara. So here the Pasuk says, Chiyomus Meisalav Pesa Pisom, V'timei Rosh Nizro, V'gilach Rosho B'yom Tara Raso, V'yom Ashmini Galchenu, and then the Torah articulates the Korbanos, he's Mechuyev to bring. V'yom Ashmini Yavi Shtei Sorim, V'shnei B'nei Yono, El HaKoyin, El Pesach HaOmoyed, V'yasa HaKoyin, Echad HaChatos, V'echad HaOlo, V'chiper Olam, V'ashechot Al HaNefesh, V'kidash Es Rosho, V'yom Ahu. So there's also Tumas Mago, with reference to a nazir who comes into contact with a mace. Means a mace is also metameh, and someone who carries a chilek of the mace, so even if you carry it in a box, yatameh because of tumas masa. That's also a tumah, and with contradistinction to other tumos, a mace is also kayadua metameh ba'oel. That's the parsha, of course, in Chukas. You have different types of tumah that the Torah here refers to. There are several ways, actually, that this tumah can be affected. One is where you have a mace, actually, that's over a person, over a chefetz, and then the mace, in effect, is like a kind of a gag. It's like a kind of roof over a person. So that's one kind of tumah, where you have a tumah situation where a person of the chefetz is me'al ha-meis. It means the person is above, hovering above the meis. And then you have, again, a situation of tumas o'el al ha-meis. And then you also have a situation of the meis tachas o'el together with the gag. Okay, so all these situations are involved in tumah. The chiddush of Mishnah over here is that even though we have many dinim of tumah, but if I have a case where a kohen gadol and a nazir are together, the Gemara actually discusses where they are not together, but where they're walking as individuals, what will be the status? So here the Mishnah is mechadesh kohen gadol and nazir ain mitamim likoveim. There's an isur of becoming tamei to their krovim. That's well-known halacha. We're talking about, even though it mentions the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol, the halacha is the Kohen Hedyo, that's the Psukim and Emor. Psukim and Emor, the Torah says, the Kohen Hedyo can be metame l'zayin krovin. It's the Pasha, in the beginning of Emor. But the Torah says, Emor ala kohen b'nei Aaron, v'yamata elem l'nefesh l'yitamim v'amav, kiim l'shera ha'kar v'ilav. And then the Torah lists all the seven krovin. L'imo u'l'aviv, ולבנו ולביתו ולאחיו ולאחוס והפסול הקרובו אלו אשר לא יסול איש לא יתאמו. So Kohen Hedyo can be metame to Zayin Krovim here in the Parsha Nehmer. The Kohen Gadol, Osir. The Halachi is the Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to be metame himself even to Zayin Krovim. That's what Pasuk says here also a bit later in Nehmer. That Ba'Kohen HaGadol Me'echol Ba'Shiyitzak Ha'Rosh Hashem Ha'Mishra whether he becomes a Kohen Gadol through the Shem and Amishcha, or Umileis Yadol Lilbushes Abgadim, Merube Abgadim, namely the Shemon Abgadim. So we have certain halachas that apply to him as far as Shol, Yifrov, Godov, Lo Yifrov. The Alkol Nafsho, Smeis, Lo Yavo, Lo Abru, Lo Imo, Lo Yitamo. So the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Mitamim himself, even to Zayin Krovim. And the Nazir is also Asr, to be Mitamim himself, even Lo Aviv, Lo Imo. So that's what the Psukim here indicate in the Parsha of Nasa. So now the Mishnah talks about a Chiddush, very big Chiddush. The Mishnah says that even though Kohen Gadol and Nazir, if there's a meis mitzvah that requires kvura, so then the halacha is they can be metamin themselves to a meis mitzvah. Now the question, of course, is as the Mishnah is going to quote in Machlokes Tanoim, hayim mahalchim baderech umatzu meis mitzvah. Now the question is, since only one of them has to be metamin himself, so the question is which one should become tummy? So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yitami Kohen Gadol, Vayitami Nazir. Racham Omrim, Yitami Nazir, Vayitami Kohen, Hedyot. Now the question is, when you have two of them, and only one of them has to go ahead and become Tameh, so now the shaila is, which one has more Kedusha? That's a very fascinating Machlokes Tanoim. According to Rabbi Elazar, he says that rather the Kohen Gadol should become Tameh, because the Nazir has more Kedusha than the Kohen Gadol. And Chacham disagree. They say Yitami Nazir, Odif, that the Nazir should become Tami, but Yitami Kohen Hedyot. But the Kohen Hedyot should not become Tami. So right away, the back and forth is now expressed. What exactly is the Machlokes Tanoim over here? On Daf Mem Zayin. Amalem Rabbi Eliezer, Yitma Kohen, why exactly should he be the one to become Tami? So the Mishnah says, "She'enu mevi korban atumaso." Kohen, of course, when he's nitvah lemeis, there's no obligation for him to bring any korbanos. Ve'al yitma nazir, shehu mevi korban atumaso. But we saw a moment ago in the psukim that the nazir has a din of number one havas korbanos, number two a din of tiglachas tuma. That if he becomes tameh, so then he has to be migaleach, and it requires this tiglachas. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Elazar assumes that somehow a Nazir has a higher Kedusha, a higher status than that of a Kohen, and therefore the Kohen doesn't bring a Karban, so therefore he somehow is not of the same caliber. Mashen Kein Amrulo, they responded to him, no, Yitami Nazir. Why? Why should Nazir have precedence over the Kohen? She'en Kedusha so Kedusha Seilam. Because the Kedusha of a Nazir is not a Kedusha Seilam. Apparently, Kedusha of the Zman, let's say a Kedusha of Shoshim Yom, or Kedusha depending on the Zman, Kotzer, depending on the amount of time, he was Mekabel upon himself to be a Nazir. But a Kohen, of course, has Kedusha Seilam, so that means already he's on a higher Madrega. So you have different Svaros over here. And this is what I'm interested in talking about. What exactly are these different Svaros? So you have here, in front of you,
the breaking of the Nazirus is not in play, right?
Sorry?
The fact that the Nazir will not have to break and start again.
Right, that's not apparently a factor.
Litmus test to see which is the higher level of Kedusha.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to determine over here. But this is very, I guess the terminology that you've used is very cryptic, very abstract. So both the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss this matter by Richus. So now on page number one of the handout, there's a Tosfos Yom Tov and this Mishnah. So I'll read the Tosfos Yom Tov. I think I underline a good part of it. I'm reading the third line of the Tosfos Yom Tov. Yitami Nazir, She'en Kedushas or Kedushas Eilam. I mean, they're saying all kinds of svaras. Afil Omar Nazir Eilam. Even let's say, this already is pointed out by the Tosfos. Maybe we should just look at the Tosfos here, Mem Zayin and Aleph. The Tosfos of Mem Aschil, where he says, Nazir Kedusha So Kedusha Shah. You see that, Tosis? No, before I get, I started to read number one, but I just want to go back to this Tosis for 1 second. I'm Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. Tosis number in the new parak here. Tosis number on the second, well, I'm not sure, they're all wide lines here. I can't figure out what's going on. But where it says, Nazir Kedusha So Kedusha Shah. So Tosis says, Afil Amar Nizir Olam, let's say, that the Nazir is also Kedusha Seilam. One of the Svaras in the Mishnah, the Svar of the Chachamim was that a Nazir and Kedusha also Kedusha Seilam. But let's say he accepts upon himself to be a Kedusha Seilam. So he says it doesn't make a difference. Bikalmakom, Stam Naziris have a Shalshim Yom. So we go after the Stam Naziris, and even though this particular individual, let me just, I have to flesh it out a little bit if you don't mind. Even though this particular individual is one who accepts upon himself the Nazir Olam, but since Tam Nazir Shoshim Yom, it's not the same as the Kedusha of a Kain who has a Kedusha Olam. So now look at the text of Yom Tov here on page number one, and you'll see how he deals with this issue. And there are about, I would say, four or five svaras here that are quoted by both the Gdoli Achrenim and the Gdoli Habishenim. Says the text of Yom Tov, Yitami Nazir Shen Kedusha Shoshim Kedusha Olam, I feel I'm a Nazir Olam, but I just showed Tosfos. We call him come stand Naziris, Shoshim Yom Tosfos. Ve'efshe Nami Loma. He says, Balabatri Shesvara, Shekdushoso, Lohoi Solo Mi'olam, El Mishanaza. Means he wasn't someone who was had this Kedusha embedded in him on an ongoing, constant basis, but rather at the moment he accepted upon himself the Nedrim Naziris. Bashenkin Kohen Godel. Sha'apu Bishlohoi Solo Kedushas Kohen Godel. Obviously, Kohen Gadol requires minui. And that's an ongoing kind of Kedusha, and therefore it trumps the Kedusha of a Nazir, and that's what the Nazir would be the one who becomes Tami and not him. And then he cites Ushalani Bini Ha'olof Rav Shmuel. His son asked him the following question, Taisis Yom Tesharet. Efshe Sheyen Nazir Me'olam. Dahainuk Sheydira Aviv. Ukidisnan, the Mishnah Vav Perik Dalet. So he quotes actually earlier Mishnayos. You have actually where the father is madir his son, and he can be madir him again to be a Nazir Olam. And this is apparently slightly different than what Tosfos is saying, where he says Tosfos is talking about the Omar Nazir Olam, and he's talking about where the father was madir the child, and so he says Vehishlem hu achakach. That's what he's trying to somehow stress. If it's Mishanela, so that's obviously then would equate him with the Kohen. B'shimshon yochiach shayin Nizirayilam v'bet animo. V'eishavtiv, so that's what his son asked him. He wanted to equate the two situations. So the answer response was, the Svarab Shutahi, Shein o'ish madya b'no koloshin ha-ben yodeh, li-shomer li-zorah mikol ha-shayin tzaveh, o'ovi medin ha-naziris. It's not going to be from the moment of birth. Because that would depend on his his sentient kind of consciousness. Namely, that doesn't happen until, let's say, he's a few years old. So he has an awareness of what exactly Naziris is all about. He's capable of honestly and objectively guarding the Naziris. So therefore, it's not going to be, even though the neder of the father was essentially mibet and imo, similar to Shimshon, but because of those, it's not going to really happen until he's capable of carrying out the Nazir. Shavu b'shuk sh'odo mutal v'arisa, imo shem raso, you might argue, he's very balabatish to the Svaras here. The mother's going to guard him. See, there he says that he neg sh'yochol lalo chanavana lo teilo sh'miras imo, sh'imis ha'sekat b'shad tzorchi abayis. All these balabatish to the Svaras, she can't guard him 24-7, because she's busy, she has what to do, she's preoccupied with her life. She came. He says that the Gemara says, "Abi Yechonon Kari Lishto Beisel." The Gemara in Shabbos, Moshe Kosef Perkam De Seita Mishnah Aleph Mem Aleph. Sorry, the Mem Aleph Abi Yechonon. I mean, Ve'ein Lechalodam Michelus Lisko Shomer. Okay, not going to be on top of the situation 24/7. V'Dei Shalom Nomar Shenas Lecham Debrayim LeShurim Malkachel Chichum Nomar Nodis Nan Shemadi Beno Benozir Hanim Shegiya Lechinuch. So that's the assumption that at the point that he becomes educable. So at that point, that's what we're talking about.
Is still obviously, Kedusha, what? Even if he can't be shomer, it's still Kedusha.
Again, but the point being that if he can't be shomer, so then clearly there's no point. There's no way he's going to be able to maintain that level of Naziris. And he quotes another member of Rayas. Again, Tesis Yom Tov was a Gevaldik Gaboki. He's not a Briska. Just the Chag of Kamen. He's an Adam Godel. The Chiyod is Nan Soper Gimel the Sukkah in Lulav. The Brisa also before Shegin Gamlin and Tefillin Shamitzes. The Brisa there talks about the different Shiurim of Chinuch for different mitzvahs. When it comes to Tefillin, B'shosh yodeh lishma tefilav, then aviv lokech lo tefillin. B'shosh yodeh l'naneh b'lulav, the mishnah l'lulav ha'gozol, kodneh yodeh l'naneh achai b'lulav. So each one has their own shear for chinuch for educability, and here also, the shear for educability is going to be much later. So that's what he writes over here. He quotes that, Aisachinam dekabasa, yapasu gishal, mishnah above the perik dalai tochi muchach, diabagav dekasa rab le'el sham dalachi, mipiya kabbalah, we had that machlokes earlier by being madir b'nod and nazirus. What's the point of it? Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan b'shlokish. Yim ken kodesh magil lechal chinuch ein kan nazirus klal af mi aviv. Ve'ein nira shiach logo Rabbi Yochanan mezed. Yim lo ken ki gamak shevesu gikam ezimni bishlam Rabbi Yochanan havle lakshas gam ken bishlam Rabbi Yochanan don stomach toni. Elu adi tach Rabbi Yochanan b'stomach v'yasor d'davkim shigia lechinuch ochi agmula. Yim ken lo mishkach shiendozim v'eilam. El Machash Yigia Lachinach Aliyah Bikulay Alma, Ein Lashiv Alayim in the Ram, and Lokasim Vechibur Davke Biyah Lachinach, Shari Kach Dark, Alati Hamishri Tzuras. So the basic teretz is that, again, as I said, not in the brisk, a lot of doshes along the way, that there's a distinction between, obviously, a Kohen and a Nazir. The Shia and the Zirus will only come later on. Now look at the side of the page. In Tesis Chadoshim,
Shimshon was like this according to him? That it wasn't
Mibat Anima? Yeah, I think so. And then in Teis Chadoshim, on the side, he also underlined it. The three things are underlined here. Teis Chadoshim, he writes, V'lo yodano, lama notim b'dibri ha-teisis.
For the symptom.
Yeah. Lama notim b'dibri, that's why it's called Teis Chadoshim. Lama notim b'dibri ha-teisis, b'ken kasva ha-raman per-ches, she-nozik du-shosik du-shasho, abri shoye nozir elam, v'chei masha pashad lishna, So one is neat on the Shela, one is not neat on the Shela, and therefore that's the second distinction between. That's right, correct. Then there's a third distinction which is raised by Rabbi Kivega. And look on the bottom of page number one. So Rabbi Kivega also.
Fourth
distinction. Thank you. You're counting. So fourth distinction Rabbi Kivega raises here also, and this is based actually on the Gemara. In the famous sugya, where the Gemara has a discussion, we know the klal tadur shena tadur tadur kodem, but the Gemara says tadur mekudosh mekudosh kodem. So here, Rabbi Kiveger had the following suggestion that perhaps over here, that since we paskin mekudosh kodem as a sugya in zvachim, so now he's going to, based on that, look at the lashon of Rabbi Kiveger, of course, Yerushalmi, that he holds Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is the one who's of the opinion that the kohen gadol should become tamei. And not the nazir, so he holds tadim mekudesh mekudesh kodem. Bchein ulfima shegiya karben eda the kain who tadir the kedushasa bechol shah. The nazir ain't no tadir who rak remain Israel. Abba mekudesh the maybe karbanos alatuma umekudesh adif. I tell you, I'm not happy with any of these svaras. I have to be honest with you. To me, they're very balabatish. But okay, I'm just this is what I was looking for. And so the suggestion is that nazir somehow. Even though it's true that what the others said, that his Nazirus does not begin right away, so it's not the same as a Kohen, but he calls the Nazir Mekudosh. In what sense? He brings Karbanos al Atuma. L'chachamim, deyeshivu, yitami Nazir, after Shri, they told him Mekudosh, told him Kredim. Mishumach, yeshivu, the Kohen, Gdushas, Gdushas, Eilam. David told him the Adif, O deyeshivu, the Kohen, Golo, Gamkem, Mekudosh, Yese. Gdushas, Gdushas, Eilam, David told him Mekudosh. Wow. All these very evanescent kind of svaras. I don't know how to describe them. I'm going to get worse in a few moments. I saw a Rishash. I don't know if you have a Rishash in your Gemaras. Did I Xerox the Rishash? I probably did not. Or maybe I did. Yes, I did. On page number three is the Arach Misha. I'll get to him in a second. But the Rishash, no, the Rishash is not here, but the Rishash is in the back. The Rishash said there's another distinction between the two situations. If you look in the, I mean, in both the Rishash And the Rishash is found here on Daf Mem Zayin.
Page 9.
I'm trying to find it myself. Nazir, you see, we said Perek Zayin B'Mishneh in the Rishash. Oh, I have it on page 9?
Page 9, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I knew I wasn't sure if I Zayak said it or not. Thank you. Look on page 9. Yeah, thank you. So the Rishash here on the upper part of page 9, it says here, B'Mishneh, Yid ma nazir shenki dushas kudush hasayim, va yid ma kohen shenki dushas kudush hasayim, hatzeis hatzesiyamtem nidchaku bezeh. V'yani yuzdaiti, di kudushas olam, di kan, pirusho, lidoros olam. Sidichsiv, v'hoi solem, kunas olam, lidorosom. That's the difference. That a kuhuna is for generations. Ma shenki nazir is only limited to that individual, to that yochid, who accepts on himself the psukim, the nether of the zeros.
So it's a qualitative difference?
One second, I'm going to come to that qualitative business in one moment. I mean, the whole thing, this entire presentation is, to my mind, very, what's the word?
Slippery.
What?
It's not a sibah, it's a simon. You don't see
well, okay, good. It's not a sibah, it's a simon. Good, that's a good way of putting it. He writes, he quotes, V'yod Kroy Yitub, Hashem Ki Nazir, Afu Shu Yachal Yos Nazir Olam, in a Merish Kedushaso, the Dereisa V'achrov. Okay, there's no ultimate, he doesn't pass it on to future generations. Okay, I want to just get to the next thing, which is a sefer that I cannot never see. And would not have known about it, but I had a conversation with a shashiva. Shechta. Who told me I should look in the Lekach Tov. I have no kesher to this sefer, but I have to talk to him on the telephone because I asked him to write Haskama, my sefer. Anyway, so while I was there, I discussed this sugi with him, and he referred me to Rav Yisrael Engel, page number 5, page number 6. This is what you were talking about, Dr. Mazenkis, or someone mentioned, quality versus quantity. It's unbelievable. This bekiyas of this fellow is just beyond belief. Rabban Lichtenstein, a number of times, quote this far. I'm not familiar with it. So look at the page number 5. I underline parts of it. I think you're going to get a kick out of the whole thing. The Bekiyas is Pashin Wonders. Boki b'chol nechmanei HaTorah. He quotes an interesting, famous issue. This is a famous run that everyone knows. Namely, let's say a person becomes a chayla. So now the question is, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, whatever it may be, what is it better to do? Is it better to shech an animal? Now you have basa kosher, but of course you violated a law in the Torah, namely Mishnah and Gimel and Shabbos, and for that you chayv skila. If you shecht basar kosher for the chayla, oh no, better to go ahead and let him have nevela. Better is a law, the circle called nevela, which of the two is preferable? The Ran is a famous chiddush, the subject of a whole literature on this chiddush of the Ran. So he passing the halacha as he writes over here. Look at the bottom of page 5. Around Perek Basa, the Yumakasa, the Mutal Lishkar Abur Mesukan B'Shabbos. Someone's in the Sakona. Better to shecht an animal. Shabbos Akashim Milachil and the Vela. Avagav the Shchita going on next page. Isur Skila when the Vela Isur Lav Mishun the Achilas the Vela. Yavel calls that Kizayis and Kizayis. Each Kizayis that I eat of the Nevela, I'm going to be over. Mashenkin Ashchita Shurak Aver Achas. It's one act of Shchita. It's true. The Onesh is far more chamor. The enormity of the onus is far greater. But here, for every kizayis that you eat, you're doing a maisaver. V'yal kein, zok there, ribui hakamuti, the lavin, machriya tachomer ha'echuti, diskila. Praise me. I can't deal with these words. But I'm just telling you what a goyin said. So he says that, and he's going to bring many, many rice. He has pages and pages, both in Klal Tesvav and Klal Tesayin. What? That's Rabbi Yisrael Engel. Had many svarim. He wrote many, many svarim. I never once, in all the years I heard shurim from our Soloveitchik, never once did he mention the svarim of Rabbi Yisrael Engel. Rabban Lichtenstein did mention him a number of times. Maybe you heard. Okay, but anyway, so he says here, how do you measure this? Ribui hakamuti. It sounds like, am I allowed to make the statement, chas v'shom, ofra, anita chaskapas waglov? Sounds like philosophy. It's not lumbus. All right, along those lines, perhaps you can argue that as well. That's a seven zasakosim. Shomer isas haShabbos. The Gemara says, and that's the Gemara comes out with that. That's sugi and yuma. That tumavato Shabbos achas geshishva Shabbos habi. But he was saying he calls one ribui kamuti the lavim. The in kamut, what you call quantity, machriya tachomer echuti the skila. Skila becomes the echuti because of the nature of the punishment. So right away he quotes Agamar, and this is how he interprets Machlokes Tanoim. This is what Shechta referred me to. Machlokes Tanoim in Nozir. Mishas Nozir daf Memchesim Beis. The other Shem Mikuah the Nozir Luchude Al Kain Gadol Luchude Metamim the Meis Mitzah. Upli Yosam Vishma Abikiva Masach Shem Mikuah Bifin Atzmo Leichad Hu Kain Gadol Benozir Sheyamutal the Tamei. The other one holds Rabbi Shmuel Sviel that came to Kol the Nozel Chudei the Kol Gadol Chudei. So therefore, I can Kol Gadol the Nozel Latzorach Kol the Mali Chada Mali Tzvei Lavim. Upar Chasam the Rabbi Shmuel Achaisa the Alf Minei the Mikom Kom Derechem Ilo Pesach Lomli Mishan the Sogot Achamin Kishar Rachmanu Lim Meis Mitzvah Nozel Vekoyin Yisol Lavu Avu Milo Pesach the Koyis Leitami the Meis Mitzvah Kamashvan Akam Shmuel Gemara. So again, he's going to interpret it. In similar terms, he quotes the text, says, okay, you're not holding the sugya, but it's not that complicated, and essentially it's the same idea. And that's what he says. That's the machlokes between these tanoim, and essentially the same machlokes, you go after, look at the last five, six lines. V'nir l'fi ha'nazdaiti, the makshin v'atarzi, the nozim v'anal, v'aisvar pliya, makshin s'vile, the ribi ha'kamut, shakul ke'echud, v'alkein sobe l'che'echud, the lesser of Shmuel, chiluk ribi ha'kamut, Yol the trade lavim echad lavu adin lesser chiluk aichod yeshal lilo gan kars milav v'atarz v'lein riba kamut shokul keichod. Okay, nidi alfi trade lavim echad lav al kol zeh ein lilo kars milav. Same story. I put a check mark on another famous in the left hand column. This is a famous Rambam in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rav Soloveitchik said over this Rambam a number of times when he said shurim and yonit tzedakah, and the issue is whether is it better to give. When you give a dollar, so is it better to divide the dollar into 100 pennies and do it 100 times, or is it better to give a dollar to an ani? At least the ani will have some hanoah, be able to use the dollar. So the Rambam Paskins, I call the Firov HaMaseh, in Be'ah Shnayis Pirkei Avos, he says, Pirsha Rambam, the Nesinas Me'a Pomin Tzedakah, Asher Nosim B'chol Pam Rakputa Achas, Scharam Godol Yoser. Get greater schar for giving 100 times 100 pennies, So even though a dollar will go a longer way to one ani and will obviously give him the ability to utilize it in a more effective kind of fashion, but there's something else with 100 actions. Ribui ha'it pa'alut. Adif gadol from the godel ha'it pa'alut. Again, he sees this as kamut versus echad.
It's
guf echad,
tamcho echad.
Yeah, that reminds me of that sugya.
It's Krisus.
Come on, Krisus.
Yeah, everybody says if it's guf echad, tamcho echad, halam echad, it's all one.
Okay, this is very, 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 what's the word? Evanescent. Very slippery. I can't. Okay, but the point of the Rambam, the idea of tzedakah is not just the action that you do, but there's a kiyum hamitzvah. The kiyum hamitzvah tzedakah is belayed. That's the ikar kiyum hamitzvah tzedakah is belayed. And that means that the idea of tzedakah is not just to do an act of giving tzedakah, but to transform your personality into a nadvan, to someone who's a philanthropist, someone who's a who wants to benefit the world, who wants to essentially be someone who's a giver, and not a taker. That's very much embedded. That's what the Rav used to say. That's the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyum Mitzvah. The Kiyum Mitzvah is belayed. He brought many, many rayas from many Rambams. He brought rayas from Gemaras and Ksubas and Barbasa, that this is part of the... So that's what he says over here, Rav Sid Engel. He says, HaKolafi Rov HaMaseh, his dear good Lolafi Godel HaMaseh. The Masim Berubim Kalim Adifim Maisa Achad Gedolo. Better to do a number of individual actions that's greater than doing one big action, what I call giving the dollar. Okay, that's okay. He goes through the entire Shas. Now the next page, number 7, Nacham Ali goes back to this, but now he brings our case, our specific case, and not the Gemara a little bit later with Rabbi Shmuel, but rather Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham. So he says, "B'chlal Hakadum, b'yanu ribui hakamet machuya ta'echot, u'po avoy v'yasa Hashem Yisbarach, ribui hazman." Now it comes up the way he interprets it: ribui hazman machuya ta'echot. Haynum yesh isur chamur. V'yesh isu acher kal mimenu. You actually have one isu that's very chamur, another isu that's lighter. El yesh lo ma'ala ala chamur binyan hazman. Sha isu ha-chamur ain't shoye kol kach zman kamo isu ha-kal. Correct? The chamur isu is not, in terms of its duration, it's not the same as the isu ha-kal. Hey minayu choshev chamur tzvei. V'nei hachte menachuz izvachim debayi todir mekudo she minayu odif. What we mentioned before, the chora hu ha-savik shalona. The mekudosh yesh lo ma'ala echutit, atzmutit. V'todir yesh lo ma'ala mibuy hazman, shenoig v'zman ha-merub, yotem na mekudash, yeno todir, kamo. V'im ki b'chlal ha-kadum, heveti ha-chi boi lin ribu ha-kamut, im ha-chui et ha-echot, al-kol ze gam ki dvarenu po, yesh lo ma, dolochosh yishom ribu ha-kamut, kim ribu ha-zman. V'b'chlal ha-kadum, ba-atzmon, stapakna b'zeh, v'nei mevat ha-chi boi, yesh lo, oh, b'inyan zeh, ribu ha-zman, ma-chuiya, and he says, brings a raif from Agamara. And if you look at Aleph, that's what he brings on, Machlok Sanoim, Nozim, Mem Zayin, and Al-Bim Mishnah, the Pig of Allah, Zacham, the Kohen Godel, and Nozim. Shepogum, Mes Mitzvah, Rabbi Allah, Zafir, Lay, Diyit, Me Kohen Godel, Va Yit, Me Nozim. Visha Nozim, maybe come out to Masel. Vize, Ma'ala, Echutit, Atzmutit. Whatever that means. Vacham, Mes Vila, Yitami Nozim, Yitami Kohen Godel, She Kohen Godel, Gdushas, Gdushas, Vize, Ma'ala, Bibu Yazman. Hari de pligi, Rabbi Lozor Abon, Ibi bi azman odif, o ma'ala atzmuti et adifo. See what he's saying? Okay, so it's either kamos versus echos. He didn't learn in brisk. It's very clear.
When we lay on Rosh Chodesh, so the lady for Chanukah is 8 days, only 8 days, but it's like the chazakah, we're laying right then and there. Whereas Rosh Chodesh, we lay 15 times a year, but it's not it's the same.
Yeah, similar.
We lay Chanukah, then we have Rosh Chodesh at the end.
Because, right.
Even and they're also. Kamos, it's more, but it's not Echuti, it's more.
I've been bothered for many years. Rav Soloveitchik also asked this kasha. Whenever we lay, which Megillahs do we lay? We lay, let's say, in the morning on Yom Tov. So we lay in the Koheles, and that's on Sukkos. And we lay in Shir Hashirim and Pesach. So the question, why do we lay that for Kriyas HaTorah? That's, I think, the poskim kemat muskam pe'echad shezem ha-shanachtu osim, the fiyas seder hazeh. Why? This is that you, light of what you just described, clearly Kriyas HaTorah is todir, todir shen ha-todir, todir kodim. So they say that also this becomes a todir u-mekudosh. Why? Why is this mekudosh? That's what Rabbi Davidson told me, and that's what I heard more or less from Rav Soloveitchik, also of a similar nature. Why is that called Mekudosh? How do you, the definition here is very, very slippery. Very slippery definitions. How do you translate? Tadir, I know what Tadir is. Tadir is pretty clear. But this, the way he presents it, I mean, one more example I gave. There's so many here. He goes through everything imaginable. I don't know if you have anything to do with yourself, and you'll read the 10 pages over here. I said, Engel, he brings kama dugmaot. But I look at number, I end the line on page number 8 also. On page number 8, he has a, also famous Gemara. V'yeshlomo o dezeu inyan apukta b'shas b'al basa. Yom l'mav, the ma'is Hashem ko, godol yirkov l'abayis hazeh achram in Arishon. So one says, in what respect is the bayit achram greater than the bayit Arishon? So the machlok is in the Gemara. One says, b'binyan, bayi sheni was govol me ama, bayi Arishon laman ama, v'chadam abishonim, bayi sheni was 420 years, and Bais Rishon was 410 years. V'yeshom gamtin depli, the Savigadal. That's also the Machlokes. I don't relate to any of this. I ribuy ha-kamut aduf, adif meribu ha-zman, o lehefech. V'zehu d'teva gadol d'krua, ro'i tshish bayi shadam, shu gad lut b'yoter. Kevim d'ba kosel agin, sheva chabay chen, v'alkin v'aday, l'onokat gad lut ha-zutar, v'shovi gad lut, the other one was abandoned, Man the God of the Kor Koya Binyan Sur the River Kamas Od Ribi Azman. Okay, Masha Bai Shen Gava. I Nam Yosin Bai Swish Ribu Kamuti Zegadu Dotem Ribi Azman. I don't know how you measure one against the other. I don't get the whole I'm missing something.
We're calling the case of Nazir
and Kahuna. The difference between Nazir and Kahuna is clearly that. Kahuna is ongoing. And it's one which is at the Gemara. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Kedushas or Kedushas Olam. Mashekin Nazir is obviously much less. I mean, that's what you call the quantity versus the quality. Right, the carbon, right.
I think, like the Rashash.
What was that? I'm coming back to it. Yeah.
It's like the difference between Shabbat and Yom Tov.
Oh, so I was going to make that analogy. What do you mean by that?
Shabbat and Kurtzolome. Right. Correct. Yom Tov is dependent on the person, the Israel,
yeah, yeah. So I thought also similar to what Dov Zuckerbar just suggested. That the Shabbos is Kavua V'Kaima. Gemara says it all over the place. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one, B'Kadosh HaShabbos. Yom Tov depends on us. The Mishnah Chochma goes even further. Mishnah Chochma contrasts Shabbos and Yom Tov with Shemitah Yovel. Also the same idea that Yovel, he's medayik actually in the Psukim, very beautiful Yukim. That when it comes to Shemitah, the Gemara says Shemitah Avkaita the Malkasa. Bikidashtem, the Pasuk says that Shemitah is called Shabbos. Shemitah Kesedi is called Shabbos in Chumash. Ashenkin Yovel, there the language is Bikidashtem, Mishnas HaChamishim Shona. Cross him throughout the is on the Gavra. The Gavra has to Davka keep Yovel, and the one who sanctifies the Yovel is the Gavra. So also, I thought maybe of similar nature, but even that, I'm not completely happy with this whole. And to me, it's a lot of philosophy. I'm not against this philosophy. I just don't know if it. I don't know how you measure. You know, when he calls Kamut and Echut and Ribuzman. Okay, it is. I'm asking, but even this svara is not exactly. I saw, for example, in the he also the Maariz Chayis. Now the Maariz Chayis quotes the issue of the shechita. He gets into there's a Rambam Ravid in Perek Yud Dalet Machlokes Hasuros. I don't know if I Xerox that. I'll just tell you what I started thinking about. There's a whole discussion. I didn't do that, Rambam. Sorry. Okay. There's a whole discussion. The Gemara in Brachos talks about the issue of we say in the morning in Brachos Kriyashma, Ava Rabba Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu. And at night time, we say Avas Olam Yisusam Chavta. He also discusses this, the Rabbi Yosef Engel. So he says, what's the difference between these two? That one he calls Echut. Abba Rabba is Echut because it's a overriding love and over abundant love that Kadosh Baruch Hu saturates us with. Mashen Kein, the other one, which is, what do we say at nighttime? Avas Olam Beisisa Hamcha Avta. So that's in terms of Zman. So the question, the Gemara has all discussion in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, the chil between these two, Avas Olam, one is in Kamus and one is in Echus. Also, again, it's similar to what he had in terms of all the other issues. Okay, I can't really, I just don't have anything I can really put my hands on, which is very disturbing to me. This is very fundamental machlokes stuff. But I like what you said better. The Shabbos Yom Tov analogy seems to be a bit more solid. That's already mentioned by Gdoli HaRishonim, it's mentioning Gemaras, and Gdoli Achronim talk about it. And there already you can see the distinction between the two, because Yom Tov is not Yom Tov unless we observe it. And the same what I said regarding Yovel, if we are Meshachar Avodim, and again, the Sodos go back to their owners, we do that which we have to do, then Yovel takes on Kedusha. Meshach Chochmah, take a look over there in Ba'arichus in Bahar. He mentions this analogy between Shabbos and Yom Tov, what you refer to, and Yovel and Shemitah. Mashenke and Shemitah, is, the Kedusha is automatic. Lafkai to the Malkus, the Gemara says it's automatic. Okay, I'm just trying to deal with this Machlokas. Okay, there's a lot here in the Tesisim and the Rosh. So maybe we'll just read a little bit, if you don't mind. In Tesisim and the Rosh, with reference to this next, I'll start the Gemara a little bit. I'll go slowly, because I didn't realize this is the Daf of Shabbos. Honestly, what I do is I just look at the overall, I don't learn as well as you people do. I just look at the overall configuration, decide what I want to talk about. And that's what I focus on, without realizing it was the Shabbos Daf, so I apologize. I'm not allowed to do the Shabbos Daf today. It's still part of the week, I think, so as far as I know. Okay, so the Gemara says, I'm reading the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin. Gemara now says to this whole machlokas bishomer kohen gadol v'nazir high sabah the chacham obviously hold kohen gadol odif high sabah nazir odif. So now the Gemara is going to once again pit one against the other. Oh, this way I'll be able to help Rabbi Baum. So maybe tomorrow you'll have. I'm sure you have what to say anyway, but maybe a bit more. So see, now the Gemara now puts again two things against each other. Mashuach b'shem and Amishra u'meruba b'ibgadim. So I have. Tesis points out over here, all the Rishonim point this out, that till a certain point in time, till Yoshio HaMelech, I'll read it in a second, that till the days of Yoshio, he actually lived, I think, approximately 40 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon. So till his days, the Kohanim were essentially anointed by Shem and Amishra. Then after the Shem and Amishra was Nignaz, so then they became Kohanim by Ribu Begodim, by wearing the Shemona Begodim. So now the question is, if I have a kohen said Mashuach b'shem and Amishra, and the other one is Meruba b'Bgodim. So which of these two somehow takes precedence? So on Omid Beis, the Gemara says here, Mashuach b'shem and Amishra Adif. Why does he take precedence? Means that the other one, the one who's the kohen, who became a kohen through Meruba b'Bgodim, he's going to be the one who has to be Metami himself to the Meis Mitzvah. Why is he better? Deilu Mashuach b'shem and Amishra may be par habal kol ha-mitzvahs. He's going to have to bring a korban. V'ilu, meruba b'godim, ain't maybe. He doesn't bring a par. He brings, I think, a chatos, or a kizba, or a se'ira, and therefore, that's the distinction between the meruba b'godim as opposed to the mashuach, because the dafka, kohen ha-mashiach, that's what we're talking about. Taisis is going to explain now. I'll read the taisis in a few seconds. But we're talking about either if the bezdin makes a mistake, they bring a par of davar shel tzibur, and also individual, the Yochid, the Kohen HaMashiach, also brings a power called Hamitzis. He made a mistake in Hara. That's what it says also, Kohen HaMashiach. Yeah. I mean, also, it's a little dachuk. I mean, a little forced in some respect. But that's one area, that's one contrast. The second contrast, he says here, Meruba, I'm reading line number four. If I have Mashuach She'avar, what about a Mashuach who no longer... he's no longer doing the avoda. Means he was the kohen hamashiach, and now he completed. We'll read some of the teisim in a moment. Mashuach she'avar and meruba begodim. He's doing the avoda right now. The Beis Hamikdash. Mashuach she'avar is no longer doing the avoda. So which one takes precedence? Which one? So the Gemara says meruba begodim. Why? The meruba begodim avod avoda. He's obviously doing the avoda. He has kedusha since he's doing the avoda right now. Vilo mashuach she'avar labra avoda hu. He's not doing the avod anymore. Okay, we'll have to see Rishonim on this matter. And then for another example, Avar Machmas Kiruyo. Let's say a person in the Kohen who saw Keri. And as a result, he now has to wait till nightfall. He has to wait till Harav Shemesh. The Avar Machmas Mumo. There's also a Bayikra there. In Bayikra Chafalif, you have Psukim that relate to a Kohen who's a Baal Mum. So if the Kohen becomes a Baal Mum, obviously he can't do the Avodah. So now the question is, which of these two also is going to take precedence? You also, in again, the Psukim in Parshas Emor, in Perichal Beis here. Emor Alim L'Doros Echem, it's right before. Dabri Alav Ish Mizaracho L'Dorosam Asher Yer Baal Mum Lo Yikrav. And then we have a whole series of mumim, ishiver, piseh, harum, sarua, sheveregel, sheveyad, gibin, dak, tolo, ve'engel, gar, ve'alefes, kol isha shebo mum, mizera, anakoyim, lo yigash lakriv, sheshe Hashem, mum bo, v'sech melokov, lo yigash lakriv. Okay, so here also, the Gemara says, and these, in the contrast between these two, well, ova machmas mumo, ova machmas keri, so it says, ova machmas keri, odif, why, dilo hai, Chazal Avoda, the Macha. V'ilu Avim Machmasum, the Chazal Avoda. Chazal Machmasum is going to be longer. It's going to be a period till he's misrape, till he's actually healed from the mum. So that's a longer period of time than the one Machmas Keri has to wait till nightfall. He's only Tomei Yom Echad. And Memegla, that's also, see, this would be a bit of a, he brings this as a raya, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Again, to his Ribu Zman concept. One is Ribu Zman, one is less Ribu Zman. Shows you that he has apparently, he trumps the other. And then the Gemara goes further. Ibaylu Mashuach Melchama Uzgan, Skan Kohen Gadol. So how do you Mashuach Melchama? Of course, is the Pasha in Chumash and Shevtim over there, where the Kohen comes and give Atem kreivim hayom lamecham al hevechem, al yerech levavchem, al tiru, al tachbuzu, al tzadzu b'neem, ki Hashem elokeichem, he gives up sahol shmuz shmuz, and people going to war, and the chaylim going to war. So now the question is, which of these two takes precedence, of Mashiach Melchama or this gan? Hey minay odem, Mashiach Melchama odem, dechazu lamechama, because he's basically... Right? He's needed. The Rishonim here have a field day. He's significant, critical, when it comes to the war preparation of Klal Yisrael. What? Exactly. That's his function. To boost the morale of Klal Yisrael. That's called the Chazal Melchama. Odil Masgan Odev, the Chazal Abedah. He can work on Yom Kippur. This guy, again, I don't know how you measure these things. I don't understand. It's, to me, like a lot of Min B'Shein Amino over here. I don't fully grasp the how the Gemara is even contrasting these. They're not contrasted. There's no contrast, Bechlal. They're two totally separate things. I don't know how you measure one over the other. How do you measure Chazal Melchama over Chazal Avoda? Mamish, it's like apples and potatoes. Now that I understand, the practical element. But I'm asking in terms of measuring... what he calls quantity versus quality, or ribuzman, kamas and echos, or ribuzman. I don't fully okay. The son, it's Toshmas and I bring Zaraya from the Brisa of the Tanya. Ain bein Mashiach Melchama lizgan. Eloshim hoyim halchem b'derech chumatzu meis mitzvah. So it says Yitami Mashiach Melchama v'Yitami asgan. But the problem is the steer in the Brisa of Tanya Mashiach Melchama kelim lizgan. So again, here the Gemara comes with some sort of an attempt to bring some sort of a klal. Into this picture. Amar Mar Zutra, the Inyan Achiyesai, Mashiach Melchama Odev. Achiyesai is, of course, the way that you're showing him here, right, the Mishnah in Hurius. Mishnah talks about, this is very halacha lemaisa in terms of priority. How do you prioritize who actually, Achiyesai, when it comes to, God forbid, if the Mishnah at the end of Yuma, or the Sugi in Hurius, if, God forbid, a building falls down, who do you say first? In terms of, that's also not a simple kind of resolution. But here, that's what we're talking about. That's what the Rishonim here point out. That Mashiach Melchama Adiv, my timer, what you said a moment ago, Rabbi Minas, the Talibei Rabbim. So that's like what you call the morale booster. That's called Talibei Rabbim. Ulin Tumah Skan Adiv. Garin Tumah, he takes precedence. The Tanya Abchaninim and Atignus Lemia, Lom Atignus Ganuka, Golo Shemir Abba Psul, Arinichnas from Shamish Tachtov. So now the Gemara, just the last piece here, and then we're going to go to some of the tests in the Rosh. It says, "Akan lo pliga lebekan golu v'nozi." We have kikaz v'adi adodi with it together. So then we have to decide who is going to take precedence. Abol chad chad lechudei bar itmuye inon minani mili. Let's say each one's walking alone; they're walking by themselves. How do you know b'chol kivim tamim to a meis mitzvah? If they're together, then we have to decide which one is going to take precedence. But if they're each one individually. So how do you know B'chlal that didn't have two of the meis mitzvah?
What do we mean with the shalat? That's the question. You see, obviously.
Okay, but we need at the end that nigzeh hakasa. So as Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, I'll call Nashrus Meis Lo Yabo, Bamei Hakasa Midaber. Mentioned by the Kohen Gadol. I told you before that the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to be mitami to Zayin Krovim. Kohen Gadol cannot be mitami to anybody, neither Zayin Krovim, neither to Abba V'Imo. He's completely, totally. Separated, demarcated. So he had this pasuk. I call nafshas meis liyavo. Love the imo lo yitamo. The pasuk says even love of imo can become tummy. So the gemara says v'amei kos medabir. What nefashas are we talking about? Iber chokim. Correct. They're not krovim. Kal v'chaymehu. Certainly is a kal v'chaymeh from a kain hedyot. My kain hedyot should be tummy the krovim and a tummy the chokim. Kain golish and a tummy the krovim and a din should a tummy the chokim. Double pasuk. He came in mitame. You don't.
He is a kohen.
Correct. And a chanami. Ella b'kreiv makosim medaber. That's what it says. I call nashus meis. We first dafka the krovim. Ula aviv and a mitame or mitame ula meis mitzvah. Okay. So that I want to just show you a number of very fascinating kashyas that you look in the rush on Amid Beis here, Mamzayin Amid Beis. In the middle of the rush, you see where it says parallel to Teis and Toshma, v'im toima. Yes, the Pasha Kasha. Hey, how you base Kohanim Gedolim Kecha? What a Kasha.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Parallel to Taisa Toshma de Tanya, there's a rush on the right hand column. Okay. Vim Tomar. Mamish, literally the same line as that Taisa Toshma. See that? Mm-hmm. Hey, how you base Kohanim Gedolim Kecha? How do you have such a Messias? So he goes, they do handstands. Yesh Mefarshim, She'ira Keri, talking about actually it's going to be Yom Kippur, because Nol Shenimshach. Acha Shenigna Shemen HaMishcha. So after the Shemen HaMishcha was Nignaz, and the Kohen Gadol now has this Tumas Keri, Umino Merubah B'Gadim Meshamish Tachtav. That's how you have two Kohanim Gedolim that are operating simultaneously. They need a replacement, so they replace him with Ruva Begodim. V'lo Nehira, D'imkein Habel K'nomer B'Samach, that Mashuach Odif, it doesn't make any sense, because the Gemara said Mashuach Odif, the Chazal Abayda. Ruva Begodim, lo Chazal Abayda. Fishar Rishon, Chazal Abudasa. I mean, he's going to go back, the original one. We're worried about the kina between the two. So he's not going to be mishamish. Below, bidal begodin, he can't be mishamish with that because malam akedish, so I'm going to read it. Okay, so that's one echatimsa that he quotes. Gives you another echatimsa where the kohen gadol gets sick or the kohen gadol gola, goes into golos. He killed b'shogeg. Uminu achir tachtov. So they appoint another kohen gadol. Became shishim es yomim rabim mikuhuna. Mistam ein ma'avir noso. Wow. So you can't depose him since he actually served in that position. Av kshashav harishom. Even when the first one actually comes back to the kuhuna gadola. On the srape. The davke be'ira keri v'ashen enem shamish telefisho harishah chesel aveda. V'amru v'begodim. That only in that situation of Keri, then we say, well, the second one is only Mishamish of Hisho, then a Rishon Chazal Abadasa v'Amruva v'Godim. What about now? I'm sorry, the Chazal Abadasa, period. And now v'Amruva v'Godim, Moshiach She'avah, how do you deal with these two? And one is Amruva v'Godim, one is Moshiach She'avah, Kol Chi'ira Keri Kohen Gadol, Uminu Achir Tachtav, okay, Kohen Gadol, Bal Keri, now someone else comes to replace him, Kohenim Shenigna Shemen HaMishcha. So now you're able still to be Memane, the new Kohen Gadol with Shemen HaMishcha, and then the Meis Kohen Gadol, he dies, Uminu Achir Tachtav, Achir Shenigna Shemen HaMishcha, the third Kohen Gadol. You have the third Kohen Gadol after Shemen HaMishcha was Nignas. Umashel Aminu Mashuach She'avah, Efshar, it is on the bottom of the page here, Efshar Shem Mashuach She'avah became sick. O Ira Ba'enes, Minismana Acher. So all kinds of funny hechatimtzes. That's what they're doing in order to explain the number of Kohen Gadol that are operating over here. He says, maybe on the bottom, you see on the Tzarch Lomar, the little base there. Efshar Shamashuch She'avah Nachla O'ir Ba'enes, Minismana Acher. And he goes back in the Oshema, Al-Pi HaMelech Minuhu, Kemo Shemotzina She'oisim Mei Ba'ashene, Shemismana Al-Pi HaMelech, but they serve his domim, it's a Gemara Yuma Davtes. Okay, and then if you look a bit further, I'll just read this last three lines, and I want to read part of Tesis. Mashuach She'avah Labar Avaydahu, Hainuk Rav Yesiv Hasam Pasuk Abasei, V'Amasil Mem Ruv B'Gad Mruv B'Gad M'Sha'avar O Mashuach She'avah Elavus Anagat Habi Shazam Mashuach Avilach Mruv B'Gad M'Odiv She'avah Elavoda. Then he goes, Avar Machmas Keri, Avar Machmas Mumo, these two that we contrasted a moment ago. One is Keri, about Keri, one is a Mum. Don't you hear Kohen Gadol Mum? Uminu Achir Tachtav. Vira Bo Keri. Avar Machmas Keri is Avar Machmas Keri Odif. Why? The Chazal Avedu Lamochar means that once nightfall comes, as I said, it's only Tami Yom Echad. Sheitoyer. Vilu Hay the Chazal Avoda. Sheis Rabbi. Who Adir Hashnei Kohanim Hedjetim? Echad Bal Mum. Echad Bal Keri. Mashuach Mucham Uzgar. Mi Aminu Mashuach Mucham Odif. Because if Nimshach Mashuach Namishcha Odil Mazgan Odif. She the Chazal Avedu. Okay, so he have all these. He's trying to figure out where you have two kohanim that can somehow work simultaneously.
The Golas case is bizarre because he has to die in order. To
that's correct. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah,
these are ukimtis. Okay, they're not exactly.
I think Golas means he went on a business trip.
No, Pasha Pshat. I think that's what Golas means. That.
Then the other guy is going
to. Yeah, I hear. Test. Good. It's a little strange. Now I want to read the Tesis here on Omid Aleph. Mem Zaynim and Aleph. This is a very fascinating text. The big one. The one that says, V'chein Mashuach V'shem Al HaMishcha. So Teir, Just to give you a bit of context in this whole thing. Mashua b'shem ha'mishra, he writes here, Kohen Gadol, Shenim Shah b'shem ha'mishra, Umru b'begadim, the eight begadim, Kari, Mishenigda, Shem ha'mishra, the Yoshio, Gonzo, Shem ha'mishra, Shasa Moshe, Kidisa b'perkot tzio, Moshe was the one who obviously put it together, and then the days of Yoshio was Nignaz, V'yachar of Lohoya Kohen, Mashua b'shem ha'mishra, the Umru b'begadim, below Shemin. And they had no choice, so they had to use the Shemana Begadim, Reba Begadim, to be Meman of the Kohen. Why can't they make more Shemana Amishra? Because this week's Pasha. Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, Yezeh, Lila Dorot Sechem, Zeh below Acher. That's a Gemara. That Dafka, there are a number of Lavim over there as well. Then he writes, V'chinei Sechod, B'shemen ha'mishra, yeah, v'alo habi nisim nasubo. What, there's only one nes? There are many nisim. Shemetchim lo haya elu yud beiz lug. Ubo nimshach ha'mishra v'cholkele v'arun abanu kosayim me'am ilu'i. Ubo nimshach u'kanu g'dol v'mulachim. V'kulo kayim lo silobo. Shem ha'mishra as kodesh yez adil d'ar o'seichem. So you have a lot of nisim. Go on forever. V'yad amar asum ha'mafatim shemen lil mobo the most of the tziva potter. What's the... there's no Isur, even though you're Mefatif Shemen for the purpose of educating or limud, or to give it to the Tzibur. How to turn the muscle of the Tzibur, the Lamnam Sheedu Lasoso, Hainu, Bime Moshe, Imaso Potter. Inam the muscle of the Tzibur, the Lamnam Sheedu Lasoso, Loshim Shumimeno. They're not using it. What? That's right. The Ashtach of Yoshio, Lo Yakoin Nimshach B'Sheman Amishra, La Ovdi B'Ches B'Godim, B'Koshi B'Kach B'Lo Meshicha. The Torah Rabbanu Perakam and the Megillah. Gemara says, Dashin is the Pasuk, Mashuach, ain't the other B'Shevet HaMishra. Bubu B'Godim Minolon, Tamal Omer, HaKoyin HaMashiach. V'ashto, Mashuach, U'meruba B'Godim, Mashkachas L'Bedor Echad. Again, he's trying to deal with the same problem that the Rosh also dealt with. How do you have two Kohanim, Gedolim, that are operating simultaneously? As I said, you can find it, Gon Shanim Shach Echad HaKohen Gadol, very similar to the Rosh what he suggested. Because Yom Kain, Havalei Lomar, Mashuach Chazil Avoda, Umiru Begodim, Lo Chazil Avoda, the Rishon Chazil Avoda, so could you Amar Agabi Mashuach Sheavar? Yes, so that's what he should have said, that the Meruva Begadim is not going to continue, but the Mashuach Mechama is Chozer Labu Dasa. He is Mashuach. V'nir Lomar, what the Rosh mentioned as well. Shekoin Golo, Golo. It has to mean, Dr. Mezenkis, that Golo, because we're talking about the Ari Mikla. Uminu Ache Tachta Meruva Begadim. Don't you nignas Hashemen Kvar. V'shimish Kamashonim. Shim Afarishan Shov in the Chosel Abadoso, Sharishim is a Tachta Kamashonim, Varishneim Alchem Baderech. Dilu Mashuach may be par about Kolomisik, the Xiv, the Makoyan Mashiach Yechto Lashma Saom, baby par. Umru Begodim, he doesn't have the Xiv, the Pashagoyan Mashiach, Dafka Mashuach. Then he has a suggestion, Velaka Lefushi Mashuach may be par Helm Dabashal Tibur, Kloma Shakon Mashuach Makrivo. V'lo mru v'godim, t'chsiv gabei, v'lo kach ha-koin ha-mashiach v'idam ha-par, v'alesa. V'tras koin ha-muchach v'edit, av koin hedja ma-krivo. So you can't make that suggestion. V'im tomar, im ma-yach ha-yom ha-kipurim, lo yol ha-krosu l'zeh, mru v'godim. Elo, you can say, she-ovar, v'echem b'tzol meis mitzvim ha-kipurim, v'al kruas mitzvim z'na ha-kashe. Kruas mitzvim z'na d'ch ha-yom tov, v'kol shkin shabbos yom ha-kipurim. You can't be kovre a meis mitzvah on Yom Tov or on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur.
What's the
pretend it's
already a dish? What's the
malacha? I mean, we pass in the halacha, you could be kovre a meis. I saw it actually in Toronto. There was a rav that was niftar, and they buried him b'Yom Tov Sheni. That's a Gemara. It's a mechaber shel Noach. They buried him in Yom Tov Sheni. The Yaki's also do it, that's right. This rabbi was a Yaki. So So they buried him on Yom Tosheni. Now, I'm trying to remember, there's so many surim involved. Digging the kever,
there.
What?
The hole's already there.
Oh, everything's there already, you're saying. The question is whether the Gemara says, like, the Amimim is done through non-Jews. I mean, there's so many. The problem is when they have, we don't do it today. The Poskim say, Beferish, we don't bury, even though Mikra did it's Mutter to bury Yom Tosheni, we don't do it. We're worried about all these Chil Yom Tov left and right. I mean, there's no way people get in cars and all kinds of things that people are going to do. In Toronto, the Bati Kvaros, there are a number of Bati Kvaros that are attached to shuls. I don't know if you're in America, you don't have such a concept. No one ever heard of a Bais HaKvaros that's attached to a shul. I don't know, you ever saw something like that? You ever heard of anything like that in your life? But in Toronto, in Europe and Canada, Canada's very European. Montreal also, you see the same thing. Bati Kvaros are literally, in Europe, it was part of the shul. Someone here told me that he's involved with restoration of the Kvarim in Europe. They did it for a very simple reason. They're always worried about chilul kvarim, and therefore they had to more or less keep it close to home. I don't know if that's the time why they did it. I assume that they had limited space and limited area, so they had no choice. Okay, but anyway, but certainly why should it make mitzvah be done Shabbos Yom Tov Yom Kippurim? For sure not. There's no basis for that whatsoever. Makes mitzvah is a separate halacha. It's a chiddush gadol. So he says v'yishom the olam. Yom Kippur Matzmo Mayri. And then he said, no, we're not talking about burying. El the Taltil Mechamel Letzel, the Shor Afilu B'Shabbos. If the mace is Masuyach, so then you're allowed to be Metaltil Mechamel Letzel, even on Shabbos. Yahor Kamar, the Mashuach, B'Shem El HaMishra, Odif, U'metamei, HaMeruva B'Godim, Mechamel Letzel, the Mashuach Odif. Again, the reason why he's Odif, the mace is Parabol HaKolam Yitzis. And then he, at the end, he just says, "In Hakayin Hamashiach Hora B'Tov B'Haroso, Avol Meruva B'Godim Ena Maybe Pal Kol Amisus Mashiach Davka Ksev Ela Maybe Kiz Belsir Ki Yochid U'Behur Yisikar Adavar U'Pirusho Parah Bal Kol Amisus Hayne B'Par Shuatzam Maybe Shor Batzam Vasek Haroso means he passed in Alocha and they followed his plaque. Shoros Kain Mashiach La'Atzma Karas Bezin Shel Tzibur. It's like again the same as. Bezdin, that you bring a parahel and double shel tzibur, the same thing applies also to a yochid. Now, I saw here actually a Ramban on page number 12 of the handout. Ramban actually disagrees with this taste. He quotes actually our Gemara, Ramban. He's discussing a kohen. He's against the taste, he's against the Rosh. He's discussing a kohen hamishamish. Tachtov, so does not require Shemen HaMishra. Even before it's Nigdas, let's say there's still a possibility of using the Shemen HaMishra. But the Ramban says over here that you don't require Shemen HaMishra, even though it's before the Geniza, it's against Tais, against the Rosh, means you only have Ribu B'Godin, and brings Raif Masuk. Take a look at what the Pasuk says, Asher Yimalo Yas Yodo. The Rishonim have a field day on this expression, the Chumash. Asher Yimalo Yas Yodo, the Chayin Tachas Ovid. What does it mean? Yemale es yodo, milu yodo. So I'll just read the piece on page number 12. Sheyochon en yodam asher b'shem ha-mishra. Meruva b'godim minayin tam alomar. V'asher yemale es yodo, lil b'r sabgodim. V'en kol akon magdolim shamdu mi yoshio v'elach. Shebiyomav nignezo ha-tzluch shel shem ha-mishra l'shon v'ashi. V'en ha-kavon al-rav shelo yeh b'migdash k'en godo meruva b'godim. Yodam yoshio v'elach. That's not what it means. Shei b'gmar omru, mashuach b'shem ha-mishra. Umruv Godim Ezumayam Kodem. Vyamru Bemisas Kulan Uchaizer, or Bemisas Echamem Uchaizer, Shikulan Mitsoyim Bizman Echot. Abuchalas Manim, in this Rabbi Bib Godim, Kosher, Labodas Yomakipurim. Shari the Olam is sacked in Koin Acher Biomakipurim. They Mashkin herself, means unlike Tayson the Rosh, that he said, no, there's no Mashicha, even though it was before the Gneza, before the Shana Mishra was Nignaz. V'mir apsul b'kar godom m'sham izet tachtav shu kasher b'vi avgodom b'lo m'shicha. V'tam v'yaska shetziv v'Hashem es Moshe shiki emaran kol mashen stav v'nizik kol yom shom v'esa proches zlos v'yom kippur. So this is my focus on Ramban and other Rishonim regarding this issue of kohen hamishamish tachtav. Does it require Shemen HaMishra? And we're talking about before the Geniza, all the Rishonim say yes, and the Ramban says no, not necessary. And there's one more thing I wanted to show you. Two more things actually on page number 14. There's a Tesis in Saito. This also gets to the issue of the Sgan. the Sgan Kohen Gadol. So here Tosfos says, Sgan Lav Memunahu. What exactly is this Sgan? He quotes Sugi in Sanhedrin that Ha'amin Mesanhedrin Per Kohen Gadol Shu Menachin Machin Kolam Orbim Zeh Hazeh Va'Memune Mematzo. He's in the middle, in the second parak there. He's a pure administrative kind of position. And Elo Shumini Yisrael Yisrael Alech Lakan Enel Kein Minui Amarkal. They had all kinds of Amarkalin and Gizborim Shigidu Alech Lakanim. Now, page number 13 in the Rambam. So the Rambam, when he quotes these halachas, could be actually in Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam says here, Memanikon Echad. He compares it to the Mishnah of the Melech, a very striking Rambam. I mean, I'm just comparing it to this Tosfos. Who are Nikra Memune? Via Emily Minka and Godel Tomin? Bizet Kavod Ula, V'chol HaKon, Yim Itachaz Yad HaSgan. Okay, so just a question of how do you view the...
It is elevated.
What? I mean, right, that's what I'm saying. Correct. So he has already a different position than the position... It's not just administrative, but it's actually somewhat beyond that. Okay, so.
This morning, someone asked a very good question. There's the issue with